How would it feel to feel worthy of love? How would it feel to be grateful for life? How would it feel to be worthy of abundance? I'm going to teach my body emotionally what this feels like before the manifestation of the event. That you're not waiting for your life to change to feel worthy. You're actually changing your life by becoming worthy. You're generating abundance. You're generating love. When you truly begin to elevate your emotional state, your body is so objective that it actually believes that it's living in a whole new environment before the environment changes. In other words, the body's believing it's in that new future. You're no longer in lack or separation, so you're no longer looking for the event to take away that feeling of lack or separation. So then you're not looking for it. You feel like it's already happened. Get ready, because that's when your life begins to change.
I think the most beautiful and powerful thing in the world is a repetitive thought, but sometimes the most dangerous thing in the world is a repetitive thought.
Absolutely.
And we think about the most beautiful things we create is because we're obsessed with this new idea and this new thought that we want to build something. But at the same time, we know countless people who they have a thought every day that says, I'm unlovable, I'm unworthy, I don't deserve love in my life. If someone's having a negative, repetitive thought, specifically around self-worth, what they believe they deserve in love, where do they start with that thought?
Well, we think primarily 90% of the time, we think the same thoughts as we thought the day before. The challenge with that is the thought that you keep thinking over and over again becomes a belief. And nerve cells that fire together wire together. So the more nerve cells fire, the more they develop long-term relationships, and the more hardwired they become. The more hardwired they become, the more automatic they are. The more automatic they are, the more unconscious they become. So the process of change really requires becoming conscious of your unconscious thoughts, which means just because you have that thought doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. If you have that thought and you accept it, you believe it, you surrender to it without analyzing it, that thought will lead to the same choice, which will lead to the same behavior, which will create the same experience, which then will produce the same emotion. The same emotions then drive our very same thoughts. In time, our biology, our neurocircuitry, our neurochemistry, our hormones, and even our gene expression stays the same because we're the same. So in the process of change, when you come up against that unconscious belief and you make it conscious, most people get uncomfortable when they confront that thought. And they're stopping an automatic process. And the body, which has been conditioned to be the mind because it's doing something over and over again, that's a habit, is craving the experience because it wants the emotion associated with it, right? So the thought of being unworthy produces the feeling of being unworthy. That feeling then, when the person feels unworthy, tends to cause the person to think more unworthy thoughts. And it only takes a thought and a feeling, an image of yourself and an emotion, a stimulus and response, and you can condition the body to memorize that behavior and that emotional state better than the conscious mind. So the moment we inhibit that thought, or the moment we become conscious of it and we no longer accept it, there's a biological craving that takes place in the body because the body has been conditioned to be the mind. So the body starts influencing the mind to think more corresponding thoughts equal to that feeling. So here comes the assault. Then you're not only unworthy, you're everything else that goes along with that feeling. And this is where people have to make up their mind if they truly want to change. Because if you decide to confront that thought and make a different choice, get ready, because you're going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel unfamiliar. And there's going to be some uncertainty because you're stepping out of familiar territory. Now you're stepping out of the known and you're stepping into the unknown. Now, this is really when you leave the bleachers and you get on the playing field, because the brain immediately looks around in its environment to see if anything's changing because you're changing. And you see that nothing in your world is changing because you actually haven't fully changed yet. So the moment we look for evidence in our life and we don't see it, sooner or later, most people accept that thought, which leads to the same choice, which creates the same behavior, which creates the same experience that produces the same feeling. Then they say, oh, this feels right to me. No, that feels familiar, because you've just returned back to the known self. I think that when people truly want to make up their mind to change and they become so conscious of those unconscious thoughts, they would never go unconscious to them again. Mm. That's the moment the body is being reconditioned to a new mind. If you inhibit that choice, that leads to that habit or that behavior. A habit is when you've done something so many times, the body knows how to do it better than the brain. Now you're stopping the body from being on its automation, on autopilot. And if the body's craving the feeling of unworthiness and you're stopping the body from feeling that way, and you're aware in your life how you speak, you're aware in your life how you're feeling, and you're checking in, you're saying, do I really want to feel this way? This is that river of change where you're going from the old self to the new self. So it makes sense then. If those principles in biology work in that way, they could actually work in our favor. So if you said, okay, I'm going to sit down for a few minutes, I'm going to become so conscious of my unconscious self, my unconscious personality, that victory today would not be going unconscious to those thoughts, behaviors, and emotions. Okay, let me get so familiar with them that I don't go unconscious. Okay, I got that down. What thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? And if a belief is a thought that you keep thinking over and over again, with intention and with attention, you'll switch on that prefrontal cortex and assign meaning to the act and start installing new circuits in your brain. If you keep doing it over and over again, it becomes more hardwired, it becomes more automatic. And now you're installing a new belief that you are worthy of love, you are worthy of abundance, you are worthy to heal, whatever that is. That's the thought you do want to believe in. And when it matters the most is when it's the hardest. Because if you don't have the circuitry in place, you'll default back to the old programs, right? So then if you said, how am I going to be in my Zoom calls today? How am I going to be in traffic today? How am I going to be with my ex, my coworkers? And you started thinking about and rehearsing how you were going to act in certain situations. The brain actually doesn't know the difference between the real life experience and what you're imagining. The research on mental rehearsal shows that the brain will look like in time that it's already had the experience and it's vacant of the experience. Now, keep firing and wiring those circuits and you're going to begin to behave that way. So now you're installing circuitry now to use in your life to get your behaviors to match your intentions. If you said, how would it feel worthy of love? How would it feel to be grateful for life? How would it feel to be worthy of abundance? And you said, I'm going to teach my body emotionally what this feels like before the manifestation of the event. You're not waiting for your life to change to feel worthy. You're actually changing your life by becoming worthy. You're generating abundance. You're generating love. You're creating an elevated emotion. Now, our data is so compelling because when you truly begin to elevate your emotional state, you could really lock in, you know, to those elevated emotions. Your body is so objective that it actually believes that it's living in a whole new environment before the environment changes. In other words, the body's believing it's in that new future. And if the environment signals the gene, and it does, and the end product of an experience in the environment is an emotion, you're actually signaling genes ahead of the environment, and your body will begin to become conditioned to a new mind. Now think about this. If you did that every day, the word meditation literally means become familiar with. You become familiar with your old self, you become familiar with your new self, and you say, I'm not getting up until I feel this feeling. And then you say, I want to be able to bring this feeling up whenever I want. I'm going to keep remembering this feeling over and over again. It only takes a thought and a feeling, an image of the future and emotion, a stimulus and response, so you can condition your body to believe it's living in a whole new life. And when you feel the emotions of your future, something amazing happens. You're no longer in lack or separation, so you're no longer looking for the event to take away that feeling of lack or separation. Your body's actually believing it's in the event. So then you're not looking for it. You feel like it's already happened. Get ready, because that's when your life begins to change. And so we've discovered that if you're actually practicing this and you immersed yourself in that experience fully for 7 days, the amount of metabolic and biological changes that will take place in your body will be so significant that your body will actually believe it's living in that future. And yet, most of the people that come to our workshops are literally in a ballroom. There's nothing really exciting happening in the environment, but their body's believing they're living in a whole new life. And so one thought leads to a choice, which leads to a behavior, which creates an experience that produces an emotion. So then new information, new knowledge begins to cause you to think differently. If you can remember that knowledge and begin to make a different choice because you want to experience the truth of that information, you'll have to behave differently. And when the experience occurs and you feel the feeling of your abundance or wealth, I guarantee you, you're going to continue wanting to make the process of change something consistent in your life.